All right, hey, at this point, I'd like to welcome Kathy to the program, and we're going to talk about, we always do farm and food, right? Today, it's leeks, which we've had a great harvest of this year.
Well, it's our best ever, and we figured out some better things to do in planting, so we planted them inside in mid to late January.
Yeah, and really early.
That helps those bulbs get nice and strong before we plant them outside in mid-April.
And some people think you should trim them as they grow indoors.
We do that with onions.
Yeah,
but some people are saying they don't see a difference. So I think it's up to you.
Then the idea is that it grows a stronger root.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to keep enough top on it, though, because when you plant them, you dig a trench and you plant them kind of shallow in that trench, and then you keep adding the soil around
very
them,
different
and that
than
blanches them and keeps that nice white stuff.
We transplant them about April or so, mid-April maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have so many to enjoy because we can start to branch out from our usual leek and potato soup when we are using leeks. But we use them a lot like onions. However, they're fun because they're a lot gentler flavored than onions. They're mild and they're sweet.
Maybe even our co-producer, Sherry, would like them.
No.
No.
No, Sherry. I don't think. Sherry, maybe we'll sneak them into some food, give it to you and not tell you they're in there.
And it's important to blanch them. That may be one reason the flavor is milder, too. You've got to kind of mound up the dirt to keep them.
In the growing.
Yeah,
in the growing stage, right. Not a culinary blanch. We're not blanching the leeks.
So it was one reason they did well this year, all the rain we had?
Absolutely. We had a very rainy August, correct?
Mm. Well, July.
July and August. But we also were more diligent about watering. And we had planted those in the same bed with our celery, which is also a big water hog. And actually, I started blanching the celery this year for the first time with a simple newspaper wrap around it. And that really made them successful. But, getting that nice, long stalk is a real joy. And I did harvest those when you were out on your walk just the other day, Ed. Yeah. And it was fun to pull so many great big, hearty.
And so what's your favorite way to cook them?
Well, I have yet to find out. I'm excited to try new recipes.
I'm happy to be your guinea pig.
I want to try more quiches. And I know leeks are a classic part of any good quiche that you would make. And I want to have some more variety of quiche.
And to be clear, I do cook leeks too. I tend to just saute them for a long time in butter, maybe a little olive oil, and salt, pepper. And I might add some tarragon or thyme or one other nice herb, but those are pretty good too. But I'm excited to see you branching out and experimenting with new leek things.
Well, we've got some fresh still in the fridge, and they'll store for at least a week. If I don't use all of those, I will freeze those in a similar way that I did the ones that I've already put in the freezer, except I've put the ones in the freezer already that I just chopped thin.
Right.
Or sliced thin, and
you could also cook them and then freeze them. Right?
I think the next batch I'm going to saute just gently till they caramelize and they get so buttery.
So, other than awesome flavor, is there any nutritional value of any unique aspects to leeks?
It depends what nutrients you're looking for. It has almost 10 times the amount of iron compared to onions.
Wow.
And it has about double the vitamin C compared to onions. It also has more niacin, folates, so vitamin A. And so it's a really nice vegetable.
Okay. Yeah. So, we'll keep working to find new ways of enjoying leeks. But I think the traditional leek and potato soup is one of the awesome standbys. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us.